have certain times that they're on duty, certain days, certain hours, certain times of the month. Yes, they do. So.
Now, I was going to say, can they choose not to do that? But I guess that's when they're fallen.
Correct. This also gets into the fallen angels. This is one of the best books I have gotten my hands on. Now, the guide said this is not perfect, it's not 100% correct, but it has a lot of good knowledge to it, okay? It's hard to find stuff that has real knowledge. So I do recommend this particular book, and it's by Gustav Davison. But it gets into Seraphim, gets into everything.
What are the angels evolving to?
Pardon?
What are the angels evolving to?
They have their own specific duties. Mm-hmm. They're not evolving to. They are ever growing as they learn, as they attend.
I guess, are they always going to be angels?
Yes. Yes. But they can visit as humans. They can have specific lifetimes as a human.
Hmm. Do they know it when they're in body? That they're an angel?
If they're here to give message, they know it in body. If they are born here, they do not know most of the time. But I found out that all angel divas have had opportunities to be born here as humans.
I'm not sure I know what an angel diva is.
That would be like a fairy, a sprite.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Etc.
Say that again. They were given what?
They are sometimes born into human form. For specific lifetimes. To usually work with animals or nature or whatever the case may be to help to correct.
They don't know they're fairies though, right?
No. No, they know they're driven to like work with animals or work with the oceans or whatever the case may be. I wouldn't say that, but I ran into a few of them. So if I run into one or two, there's got to be more.
So you just felt their spirit when you ran into, you knew that they what they were.
No, I was actually told that.
Oh, your guys.
Yeah.
And these divas are inhabiting the body during that lifetime?
They are the soul of that body.
They are the soul of that body. Mm-hmm. And they can be conscious of their mission or not. Mm-hmm. But if they're going towards saving animals.
Or whatever the case, yeah.
Right. Then there's probably a diva. Yeah.
Very often. And I think that gives them an opportunity to evolve.
Yeah. Yeah. That would make sense. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just like any other instance of extraterrestrial being able to be in human body, are they able to have children? Or they're not able to have children?
Apparently they can, because I've seen that happen.
Oh.
And then their children are kind of like half and half. It's kind of weird. I don't know how to explain that. I'm knowledgeable, but I'm not all knowledgeable. I can tell you what I've run into and what I've witnessed.
Would the children come back as human? Or?
It's species to species. We evolve species to species. We don't really become angels, but angels can take human form. It's kind of like the nature kingdom. You've got cats to lions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yeah. And once in a while, people get to meet angels in human form. It does happen. It's happened to me twice. Well, three times, actually.
How would you know it? Would you know it?
You don't. Unless you really, really have an awareness. The first time I was like a little child, and I had a angel that was, it might have been my guardian angel, because he was protecting me.
You knew you saw his aura, is that how you knew?
No, he looked like a person.
Oh.
And he, I was born and raised in California, and my father was at the hospital there. And I was with them in Southern Pacific Hospital. And I wandered away from them, which I had a habit of doing on regular occasions. And I wandered out on the street, and this man walked up to me, and he said, "Carol, you're lost."
Mm. Yeah, that was a guardian angel. Yeah.
And he took my hand, and he took me back to the hospital and to the floor where my parents were. And he took me up through with the elevator. He said, "No, your mom is over there. You go to her, and you don't wander out of this hospital again." I went, "Okay." And he went into the elevator, and he was gone. I never saw him again.
He did that. Now they're arresting, but he did arrest for that now. But.
Yeah, probably.
Most of that.
Then a lady came to me, and she told me, she said, "I'm here not for you to tell me anything about me. I'm here to tell you what's going to be happening to you for the next year." And she did, verbatim, everything, detail by detail.
Well, she came here for a reading, but she gave you a reading.
And then she paid me.
Wow. What's her name?
I
don't remember. Wow, that's amazing.
And when she got done, I said, "Are you an angel?" She said, "Yes." They have to confess that they're angels.
So see, they know they're angels then?
Sure, they know they're angels.
Okay.
Then I had another one come in here for a reading, and I knew she was an angel. And I said, "You're an angel, aren't you?" And she said, "Yes." So we talked about her being an angel.
Wow. That should have been an interesting comment.
So God sends it to you to give you information in a physical form?
Yes. And to you and to you.
Yes.
Tell me about the conversation of you discussing with her what it's like to be an angel.
Oh, it's tough. I said, it's got to be tough for you as an angel to deal with people knowing as much as you know and dealing with what you're trying to deal with. And she said, "It's very hard." She says, "It requires a great deal of love and compassion." And she said, "I have to remember that at all times." And she said, "Well, you have to do some of this too." And I said, "Yeah, but I bet I don't have the love and compassion that you have." Because sometimes I really get ticked off at them.
Yeah.
And we talked. It was really kind of neat. She was very upfront, very honest, very matter of fact. And we just talked about what it was like to be here and what it was about being here, about learning lessons, and that she was here to help people, to guide them to learn their lessons.
So she was here for some time. She was in
she was here for,
to see you.
Yeah, for a period of time. Yeah. And I said, "Are there many that are here for periods of time?" She goes, "Yes."
The first thing you didn't know, but you felt her.
I did.
The first thing you didn't really feel.
No, I didn't know. But her I felt. And I know that if you ask them if they're an angel, they do have to tell you.
Well, they can't lie.
What kind of feelings you get in your mouth?
Well, since I had experienced the others, it was almost like a vibe. I don't know that you would feel it.
Wasn't good or bad?
No, it was good. It couldn't be bad. It was good. It was just a different vibration, it wasn't human. It was positive, but not human. And I had felt that same energy pattern before, so I recognized it. But you have to understand, that's what I go by. I go by energy. Names don't mean much to me, you know. If I run into you out there someplace, I may not remember your name or face, but if I touch you, it's right there. Well, that's what it was for me with her. But I guess I haven't had any since. They probably found out I'd know.
They have to tell you.
Yeah. So, bummer.
Well, that one lady, the second lady, she told you, anyway, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
She fessed right up.
And she did. Which was neat. And they don't look like you would think they would. They're very plain. They're unassuming. Both young ladies were attractive. They weren't gorgeous. They were kind of run-of-the-mill. But they were angels. So be aware. You just never know who you're going to be dealing with out there. We're going to do a break right now, and then we'll get back, and you can ask some questions, and we'll see what we can come up with.
You can do your basket.
Oh, yeah. I have a basket I have to pass.